Hello everyone, my name's Craig Underwood and welcome to the Craig Underwood podcast, where over the next few minutes I'll try to help encourage you to live a hope-filled life. We've come now to episode 3, would you believe? And I've titled this episode, Stay in Your Own Lane. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the problem of comparison in our lives. So over the next few minutes, why don't you sit back and enjoy as I unpack what that means to stay in your own lane. So today I want to talk a little bit about the problem of comparison, and it's been a problem I know for me on and off through my whole adult life. And why I reckon it's such a problem is that it kills creativity, it strangles all the joy and the contentment out of our lives. You know, it's like you're cruising along in your own lane, and you're satisfied with where you're at, and then, you know, you're focused and you're focused on that goal, and then all of a sudden you look to your right, and you see someone else who looks like they've actually got it a little bit better than you do. They seem to be better at things that you want to be good at. They seem to be smarter than you. They seem to be further along on the road than where you would like to be. They seem to have the better car. They seem to be more popular, and you start to compare yourself to that person, and after a while that contentment leaves your life and the joy leaves and you start to begin to feel miserable. I really believe that the fastest way to kill something special is actually to compare it with something else. And that's one thing that is such a problem and such an issue, I think, in our culture, is that this thing of, you know, being like our next door neighbor, the Joneses. You know, the grass seems to be greener on the other side of the fence. When you start to look at others and start to look at where you should be compared to them and where they should be compared to you, it actually takes all the joy out of life. And, you know, this competitive nature, this competitive spirit actually causes us to take our shift and our focus off where we're supposed to be headed and start to really not enjoy our life, really not enjoy what we should be doing and where we are at in life. When about 4 years ago, my wife and I, we had an older car that was starting to get to the stage where it needed to be replaced. And we had a loving family member who helped us out financially with quite a decent sum of money in order to buy a new vehicle. And we were just blessed beyond belief. Anyway, so we went down to the to have a bit of a look around at what sort of vehicles we wanted, and we wanted something that was, you know, going to be reliable, something that had a large warranty. We wanted something that other people had said, oh, that's a really good vehicle to own. Do we have any problems with that? They sorted out straight away. We haven't had any problems with that. It's really good fuel. It had all these things in our list, and after looking around, we actually found this car. It was actually a Kia car, and it had the option, which we really loved as well, as having the back you could fold up two seats, so it ended up being a 7-seater as opposed to a 5-seater, which for us at the time living on the Gold Coast, we loved being able to have that sort of situation where we could bus people around, and you know, we had the space that we could, you know, move things around. You know, we could, you know, carry quite a load. It was great. So anyway, we bought this vehicle, and it was just like we were so happy and so blessed. And about, oh, probably a couple of maybe 2 or 3 months after we bought it, met someone who had actually bought the latest model, the latest Kia, and they came up to us because, you know, we're both driving Kia cars. And he said, oh, What do you think of the automatic parallel parking function on it? Isn't it incredible? Like you just have to push the button and it parks itself. And I sat there and went, we actually don't have that function in our car. That's in the latest models, but it's not in our model. And he said, oh, that's such a pity. And then sort of walked off. And I was thinking, wow, like if you start to compare the blessing, which was our car, to the fact that, oh, if we had waited those extra couple of months and bought up the latest model, then we would have that. And so is our car better than that car or that car better? Like if we start to fall into the problem of comparison, then it actually robs us of the joy of that blessing, robs us of the joy of that. And I think he was just being nice and friendly and just chatting about it, the fact that we had a similar car and he liked the car and that sort of thing. And I don't think he realized what he was saying, but in a sense for us, if we had got to that comparison and gone, well, now we've bought a car, we've spent all of this money that our family member had lovingly given to us, and now we're in a car that it's inferior. If we start to compare it, then it robs us of that blessing and the joy and the contentment of having this car. You know, where comparison begins, I really believe that contentment ends. Another example I can come up with is I'm on Instagram quite a lot, and when I was on the Gold Coast, I used it to take photos so that I could share it with family and friends to let them know, you know, how we're going in our life, because it was a good way to sort of just show and communicate. One of the things about Instagram that I've noticed is that everyone's out and they're taking photos of themselves, and they're out and about having so much fun. You know, their Instagram feed, you know, if you look at their feed, it's filled with, you know, beaches and, you know, the classic one obviously is they're at a pool and they've got the book and you've got a photo of the book and the feet. And the feet in front of the pool, as in, this is my photo of my feet at the pool because this is where I'm at. And isn't it great? I'm winning at life. This is fantastic. And then I look at my Instagram feed, and a lot of it is actually at the moment filled up with coffee cup memes and puns from work. And, you know, you scroll your feed at times, and when I've done it at times and I've looked at it and I've gone, like, they went out to that place on Saturday night. Oh, that's really cool. And then you go, then you start to hear yourself going, oh, that's interesting. They didn't invite me. Oh, I would have loved to have done that. And you find yourself comparing your behind the scenes photos with everyone else's highlight reel. And that's the thing with Instagram. You know, you never see a photo that isn't the best. It's like they're giving you their highlight reel of their life about all the wonderful things and all the things. You know, you don't see a lot on Instagram where it's like it's just a random photo of a tree, or you know, they're taking a photo of, you know, themselves. Oh, look at this pimple I got the morning. You know, they don't see too many of that on Instagram. And you know, when you start to compare your behind the scenes photos with everyone else's highlight reel, it's actually not a realistic view of what their life is. And that's the problem with comparison, is that it's this perceive, what you perceive is happening in their life rather than what actually is happening. And I'm sure there's a lot of times where, you know, life is quite boring for them, but they're not going to take a photo of them being bored and put it on Instagram. It's always of them when they're at the beach, or it's of them when they're at the party, or it's of them when they're out for dinner with their friends or on a date or something like that. That's what you see. And so it's, you shouldn't really look at that and go, oh, their life's better than me, or they're better than me. And that's what happens is the whole thing about comparison. When you start to compare your life to others, the contentment ends. So what happens when you have a calling on your life and you can't wait to get started? See, for Melanie and I, we have a really, really strong relationship with our God. And we have been called for a purpose. That's something I really believe. And we can't wait to get started for this calling that we have on our life. And the calling on our life is that God wants us to plant a church. God wants us to lead a community and a movement for people to not only experience God, but to experience what it's like to live heaven on earth. So what happens when you have a calling on your life and you can't wait to get started, and you start off and you're waiting for that GPS to announce the first direction prompt of where you're meant to be headed, but instead it's sitting there with that little wheel going around, it's like it's recalculating, and it hasn't actually given you that prompt. And then what happens when, while you're there waiting for this journey to start, you see other people that you've gone to college with, other people that are friends of yours who have got a similar calling on their life, and they're like shooting on ahead, like, and they're being successful. They're doing the very stuff that you want to be doing, and you're still there waiting for this GPS to recalibrate, and give you the first prompt. See, if I start comparing where I'm at to them, I can get pretty miserable. I can start saying, you know, why them? Why not me? You see, I got off the plane with Mel, my wife, with our suitcases, and an idea that when we got the call to start and plant a church, that it would happen immediately. We thought afterwards, maybe a month or so, that we would get settled back to living in Perth, and then we would be away. We'd move on into our own place and get cracking at planting the church. And now, 3 years later, we're still living out of a suitcase at Mum and Dad's place, and it feels like nothing's changed. We're ready to get in the lane, we're ready to go, but the GPS is just recalculating. You see, on the outside, it looks like nothing's changed. But I know that on the inside, it's felt like we've had 3 years of open heart surgery. You know, attitudes and past hurts and these things have, like, it's been brought to the surface. It's like we've been put in this situation where it's really uncomfortable, and we don't know what is, you know, is happening, why things are the way they are. Why is it that we're waiting? We thought, you know, it's been 3 years. Should something be happening now? And so we've actually been, you know, in this situation where, you know, it's brought up attitude and past hurts and things that we have, you know, had to deal with as a couple, things we've had to deal with individually. You can imagine how much fun it's been for us. And so after over 1,000 days of dealing with all this stuff, it's actually interesting because I've learned a few things about myself and about what is actually required for us for this journey, that if we hadn't been in this situation, I don't think we would have learnt or understood. And it's exactly the stuff that we need to go through in order to be successful in where we're headed. See, everything that we have had to go through is actually a preparation for what's to come. And I'm learning that it's more important to know who my tour guide is, to learn to trust him and where he's taking me, than actually knowing the direction that he wants us to take. It's more important to learn to trust him, to know where he's taking us at this time, than it is to know where we're headed. And that's been really difficult, because when we talk to people and we say, this is what we're doing, we want to plant a church, the first thing that they say, and it's the first thing that anyone would say, is, oh, where are you going to plant it? And we don't know the answer to that. Because when we've asked God where we're supposed to be going, or where we're supposed to be planting, He doesn't tell us. And I think the reason why is because if he did tell us, we would try and make it happen. And there's stuff that needs to happen inside of us that God needs to do before we get there. There's no shortcuts to our destiny. There's no shortcuts to where we're supposed to go. There's no shortcuts in our race. We need to stay in our lane. And for us, our journey is so unique. And to be quite frank, so is yours. And to try and compare it with everyone else, not only doesn't it make sense, but when we do that, the joy is robbed from our life. And we'll feel dejected and miserable because we won't be in our own lane. See, I think the situation that comes up when you start to compare yourself to other people is really you're asking this question: what or who is going to define my worth and define my value? You see, if you don't know your worth or your value, then I really believe you will find yourself falling again and again and again and again in this problem of comparison, because you won't have that understanding of that standard. For me, my worth and my value, it doesn't come by what I do. It comes by who I'm with, what I know, and where understanding where I'm going. Where am I headed? It's funny, I was reading in scripture the other day, and this verse that I was reading from Hebrews 12 just jumped out at me. And it says this: as for us, we have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination. For the path has already been marked out before us. And that thing about the path, it's our path, it's our journey, it's our race. It's already been marked out for us. And this letting go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin that we've easily fallen ourselves into, this is the process I've been thinking that's been going on in my life for the last 3 or so years, is that we've been shaken, and we can't hold on to this pain anymore. We have to deal with it. We can't hold on to this issue anymore. We have to deal with it. Every wound that's pierced us, we have to go through the pain and the understanding of why it happened, why we need to forgive, and why we need to move on. And in that process, we're actually running our own race, running our own lane. And the other thing about comparison that I wanted to share is that when we compare ourselves, we either make ourselves feel inferior or it makes us feel superior to others. And neither is good. You see, if we make ourselves feel superior, it actually dishonors the person that we've judged then as inferior to us, the one that we're comparing ourselves to. And if we otherwise make ourselves inferior, if we don't believe we're good enough, we actually dishonor ourselves, and we dishonor the person who has put us into that path, into that lane that we're supposed to be running that race for. So a couple of things that I think are really important about what we need to do in order to move on from comparison in life. The first one is, don't look around. It's one of the first things you're taught when you're running races around a racetrack, like we're doing athletics, is that you don't focus on... You start to turn your head and you look at the people around you, it actually takes your focus off that goal line, off that finish line, and you find that you just naturally slow down. Your focus needs to be focused on your goal, where you're headed. And when you focus on where you're going and you don't look around, then you find that you run your best race. Don't worry if you think you're moving too slow and everyone else is speeding past. Don't stress that you seem to struggle with stuff that no one seems to struggle with. Don't try to look at other successes and compare it with your own. Because this is your life. This is my life. This is our life. It's not their life. They've got their own life. They've got their own race to run. And it's not your race. See, you and I really believe we're unique. We have our own destiny to fulfill. And there's only one lane that we belong in, and that's our lane. Hey everyone, Craig here again. I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I do understand that time is a very valuable resource, and taking 20 minutes or so out of your day to listen to this, I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much. If you got something out of this podcast, why don't you click on that subscribe? My goal is that I'll be releasing a new episode every week, and that will go for as long as I believe it's making an impact in people's lives. So if this is actually, you're getting something out of this, hey, why don't you click on that subscribe, and then when it's released and published, you'll get it straight away. So until then, stay safe, and I'll look forward to catching with you next time.